Late last month, the University of Arkansas celebrated Peabody Hall's 100th birthday. The now century-old building reopened in 2011 after undergoing a restoration process. The recent celebration inspired Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda to learn more about the building's namesake for our What's in a Name series, and she has this report.
It seems fitting that Peabody Hall is the home of the College of Education and Health Professions at the University of Arkansas. Years ago, university students got hands-on experience teaching children in Peabody Elementary School and University High School, which were once housed in Peabody Hall. The stately red brick building sits just north of the old main lawn on the northeast corner of the university's main campus. Last month, current and former students, as well as university officials, gathered on Peabody's south lawn to celebrate the building's centennial. Fayetteville's mayor was among those in attendance.
Now, therefore, I, Lionel Jordan, mayor of the city of Fayetteville, Arkansas, do hereby proclaim Friday, April 25th, 2014, as Peabody Hall 100th Anniversary Day in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I call upon all citizens to celebrate this significant anniversary with the University of Arkansas community. Thank you, Dr.
Over the last decade, new buildings have been added to the university campus and older ones have been updated. Chancellor David Gerhart says Peabody Hall is one of only five buildings on campus that were built prior to 1925.
As such, it is an integral part of our campus identity. It's an integral part of our character and our heritage. Built in 1913 with $40,000 in private funds, from the Peabody Education Foundation, Peabody Hall has the distinction of being the first building on campus created with private funds. Now, I will tell you, it cost us a little more than $40,000 to renovate it a couple of years ago. But for more than 50 years, it was the site of the Peabody Elementary School and, as you know, the University High School. Perhaps its most famous graduate was University of Arkansas President and United States Senator J. William Fulbright, who attended kindergarten through high school here. He used to tell people it took him 17 years to get out of the University of Arkansas. Now that this building has been restored to its original red brick, it looks much more like the home that he knew growing up.
Peabody Hall is named for the man whose money financed its construction, George Peabody, the father of modern philanthropy. The City of Peabody, Massachusetts, the Peabody Institute Library, the Peabody Historical Society, and the George Peabody House have worked together to create a website with online exhibits of the city's past. According to the website, which can be found at peabodymassarchives.com, George Peabody was born February 18, 1795, in South Danvers, Massachusetts, which today is called Peabody, Massachusetts. He was born poor and received little formal education, but by the age of 19, he went into the import and export business. In 1837, he traveled to London to expand his work and eventually became an investment banker. Tim Nutt is the head of special collections at University of Arkansas Libraries. He was asked to do some research on George Peabody in preparation for last month's celebration. The U of A benefited from the philanthropist's decision to create the Peabody Education Fund.
He wanted to encourage the intellectual, moral, and industrial education of the destitute children of the southern states. So after the Civil War, you know, he saw this need in the southern United States to improve the lives of the children, and he did that through education. And so he set up this fund to create schools, and I just find that that's just amazing. That he would have that forethought and that sense of obligation to help his fellow man.
Nutt says although Peabody had not been born into a rich family, he managed to pull himself up by his own bootstraps and create a nice life for himself. Nutt says he thinks Peabody's background helped influence his philanthropic decisions as an adult.
It wasn't just the southern states. I mean, he contributed so many things across the country and London, as I mentioned. He gave to Harvard University, he gave to Yale University, he gave to his hometown in Massachusetts. And it all has to do with education. So obviously he saw the need for education and how education could lift you out of out of being poor or destitute and get you a better life.
George Peabody donated more than $8 million to his hometown, as well as several colleges, libraries, and museums. He was the first American to be named an honorary citizen of London, the city where he died in 1869 at the age of 74. He is buried in Salem, Massachusetts, and his birthplace of 205 Washington Street in Peabody, Massachusetts, is now the George Peabody House Museum. Tim Nutt, head of special collections, says it's important to mark anniversaries like the 100th anniversary of Peabody Hall for a number of reasons.
Having that event the other day, celebrating the centennial of Peabody School, and the people there who had been former students and everyone who had memories of Peabody School, I think it's very it's nice just to let people, one, remember, that sounds so cliche, but remember the good times that they had at Peabody School or whatever it may be. And two, just to educate as well, because people don't know who Peabody School was named after. And there were people, I'm sure there were people at that event the other day who was pleased to learn about the history of Peabody School and who George Peabody was, and to learn more about the history of the campus and the history of Fayetteville. And I think those are one of the things when you have events like that, educating folks about the history of their community or their state is very important.
For more on the College of Education and Health Professions, which is housed in Peabody Hall, visit coehp.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.